Hey, yo, right now I'm chilling with Tupac. Bay Area's on right here. What's up, Pac? How you doing, brother?
What's poppin'? What's poppin'?
First off, I want to congratulate you on all your success, man, because I kind of watched you evolve. And, you know, and even though, you know, I think most people from the Bay Area, even though we couldn't be there by your side, we kind of felt like every episode you went through in your life that we could only see through the media, we was right there, you know. And brothers got a lot of love for you in the Bay. Want to know when you're coming back for a minute.
I'm coming back for sure, and I love the Bay, and everywhere I go and every episode I've been through, I always felt like I was sharing it, the good times and the bad, with the Bay, because, you know, they the one. I felt like whatever I am, the Bay Area has something to do with making me. So if I'm bad, then they had something to do with making me. If I'm good, then they had something to do with making me. Between the East Coast, the Bay Area, and L.A., and Baltimore, those places made me, you know what I mean? Made me who I am and what I am, and made me stand out, and I owe them everything. It's not like saying I got love for one block. I got love for those communities, those areas, because everything about those areas made me who I am, and the people, from the littlest, you know, crackhead, to the biggest ballers, to the teachers, to the principals in school, to the police that pulled me by the arm, everybody, to the mamas on the block, everybody that helped raise me, and I appreciate it, because without a family, they helped me to put my family back together. Just by all my fans making me who I am. Now I got a family again. Yeah. When I started rapping, I was talking about broken homes and shit. Now everybody all right again. You know what I mean? Just because of my fans being behind me. You know what I mean? And making it more than just a fan artist thing. Making it more like, that's our homeboy and we supporting him. And I appreciated that, going to jail and them making me number one. The people made me number one. You know what I mean? And yeah. I appreciated that. And I appreciate them sticking up for me when everybody be kicking me in when I'm down and everything. That's love. And I never trade that. So for the Bay and Philly and all those areas, man, all those ghettos, all those towns, I love you, and don't let this East Coast, West Coast thing get to you. I love y'all with all my heart, with everything, man. I do this for y'all. Just know that if it was you, you'd do the same thing in my position.
That's KC. What's poppin', man? Come back here, man. Oh, okay.
That's KC, y'all.
Jodeci.
Doing the video for How You Want It.
Yeah, we kicking in the trailer with these fools right now, and it's setting off the hook. On a serious note, this is what I want to ask you, man, because it seemed like every time you come up, like each album was something that would set you back, like the incident that happened in Berkeley back in the day with the police, and then, you know, the trials you went through with the lady back east, and then the situation you're going now, when, you know, you getting caught up in the system. Every time you come up, it seems like it's something bringing you back down. When you caught up like that, what is it that goes through your mind when you know you got millions of fans out there wondering about you?
It hurts me in one way, because they be looking at me like, damn, you got everything, why you doing this?
Yeah.
And in my heart, I be like, damn, man, y'all know I don't want to go to jail. I'm just trying to live, you know what I mean? And on the other hand, it's like, I can't really take it personal, because I'm a reflection of the community, and all young black males are going through that. Young black females, young white males, you know, a lot of minorities, period, is going through that, you know what I mean? Going through trying to come up and then getting pulled back 5 steps, and you make 8 steps and they pull you back 18 steps. So to me, it's not personal, because they all going through it. Only thing that makes it different and original with me is that people get to watch it from the beginning to end like a soap opera. You get to watch mine, and with everybody else, they get to hide, you know, and go to their homes and deal with it and get over it. With me, you seen me doing it. You seen me deal with my greatest pains. You seen me get over things and go through things and, you know what I mean, handle my life. You seen it. Everybody saw it. So that's what makes it different.
Yeah, it's like your whole life is like an open book, you know. And after you got had the incident on the East Coast, getting shot, and that whole nine. What went through your head? I mean, I read a lot of stuff and I hear a lot of stuff on TV, but I've been inclined not to believe everything you read in the paper, you know, and the things you see on TV, you know. I mean, what went through your head as you got shot and all, you know, the whole confrontation that you had with the people that you had it with?
I came in front and slowed me down. Went through my mind, was like, damn, I'm shot. You know, I couldn't believe I could ever get touched. You know what I mean? So now that's why I'm more careful, and even more, some people might say disrespectful, but I'm more cautious. You know what I mean? Because I have been shot 5 times. You know, I know what it feels like. It's like, I'm cautious now. I'm not trying to be in that predicament. I know we all have choices to make, and my choices have already been made, even if I want to change it. What I learned in jail is that I can't change. I can't, you know, live a different lifestyle. This is it. This the life that they gave me. This the life that I made. You know how they say you made your bed, now lay in it. I tried to move. I can't move to no other bed. This is it. You know what I mean? Not for the courts, not for the parole board, not for nobody. This is what they gave me. All I'm trying to do is survive and make good out of the dirt, nasty, you know what I mean, unbelievable lifestyle that they gave me. I'm just trying to make something good out of that. Just like if you try to plant something in the concrete, you know what I mean? If it grow, and the rose petal got all kind of scratches and marks, you're not gonna say, damn, look at all the scratches and marks on the rose that grew from the concrete. You're gonna be like, damn, a rose grew from the concrete? Yeah. Same thing with me, you know what I mean? I grew out of all this. Instead of saying, damn, he did this, just be like, damn, he grew out of that. He came out of that. That's what they should see, you know what I mean?
That's exactly what I see, because, you know, brother, you must be truly blessed. You know what I'm saying? You know, to go through all the trials and tribulations you've been through and still, you know, you still maintain it. You know, and even now, they still coming. You know, you got these demons and obstacles that they just keep coming down harder and harder. You know, I mean, every time you turn around, you got somebody knocking on your door trying to take something from you, right?
They come harder and harder. And that's what kills me. It's like every time I think this is it and I go all out to beat that, I win. Or I lose, and then I come into the next one. It's worse. It's even worse. Like it's like like the Twilight Zone, because it's like some evil, unstoppable shit that it just won't let me go. It's just got his hands on me and just want to see me fail. And in my mind, sometimes when I'm drunk or I'm just laying down, I be thinking like, damn, is this true? Will I fail? Am I supposed to fail? I mean, should I just stop trying and give up? But then I be like, nah, hold on. That's exactly what they waiting for me to do. Is to just say this is too much. I can't take it and give up. So now it's a fun little game that I cry at sometime, I laugh at sometime, I smile, I have good times and bad times, but it's a game, it's this game of life. Do I win or do I lose? I know one day they're gonna shut the game down, but I have to have as much fun and get around the board as many times as I can before it's my turn to leave.
That's for real.
And that's it.
That's for real. We chilling with Tupac right now. We gonna come back with some more Tupac. We just lounging in this trailer.